Bible says during that. There are two orphans there, too. They're the old pilot and the best ship fish that yet found out in Landon, Charleston. There are two boys who didn't see any parents. So some kind people adopted them. And so some of those, not the Huguenots, well, I guess, no. They were. Anyway, some settled in Charleston. That's why all those Charleston name of French names in Charleston. And a group of them came to Augusta. That's why you have Dantnac and Delagle and so many French names. And Boutet, that was one of Boutet, I think it was doubtless called.
Yeah.
So, there's, of course, a lot of that in Augusta, but Virginia's mother's grandmother was of that French element that escaped the massacres of the white folks.
Hmm. That was the Dantnac family. No, that was they were from there. From
well, in both Haiti, was it San Domingo or Haiti? Oh, that's the same thing. What's the difference between San Domingo and Haiti? Both the one had a Christophe Louverture, and the other. No, two San Louverture and Henri Christophe.
Yeah.
And one of them said he was going to be the Napoleon of the Western Hemisphere, so he was the later one, I think. He was Henri Christophe.
Uh-huh.
And the earlier, was two San Louverture, which was Haiti. One was San Domingo and one was Haiti. Are those two pieces of the same island?
I'm not sure if they're the two pieces of the same island or if they're two different islands. I think one was a French and one was English. I'm not sure, though.
But anyway, there's quite a migration, if you call it that, refugees really, rather than migration, sounds like voluntary.
Mm-hmm.
And they settled in Charleston and a lot of them radiated upcountry. I'm settling town up in the Savannah River called Bordeaux. So many of those people, like the Verdries here, which is a large family name, they originally, I saw the will of Mathurin Verdurie, from had property in Bordeaux when he left. But I think they come from France direct, or they're those who refugees, I just don't know.
I don't know if I ever heard.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. Did I ask you last week about porches and piazzas? Yeah, I think I asked you that, didn't I?
Yeah, yes.
Piazzas.
Porch, portico, piazza, veranda, gallery. All those used interchangeably in different parts of the country, I guess.
Okay.
Virginia, we were showing a bunch of piazzas.
In Charleston, they speak of them as galleries.
It's a gallery, yes. We think it's a place to
hang. We always call it, piazza. I always said porch, but I remember my grandparents definitely saying piazza.
I know it. My parents and grandparents said piazza.
Mm-hmm.
The Smiths always said piazza.
But your generation always went to
I think you don't hear piazza much. If I heard it, it wouldn't surprise me.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I may have heard it twice the last 2 days without it ringing anything strange in my ear.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I don't say it myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I do, though.
What do you call the, around the roof, the things that carry the water off?
You know, it was just that gutter. Leader, downspout. Leader, oh, down. So we looked
right.
it up in the dictionary.
Leader, yeah. Downspout, yes. Okay, well, you also mentioned the kitchen used to be in a separate building,
mm-hmm.
outside. Were there any other buildings in back?
Oh, yeah, lots of service buildings. Well,
in the first place, when we grew up, we all had a stable in the backyard where they kept horses and cows.
Yes. Well, the major had a house, carriage house and the stable separate. Some wouldn't. No, you all had a carriage house and the stable the same.
Yes, carriage house and stable, where we kept a cow and horses
yes.
and carriages.
But you see, as far as we were concerned here, didn't you have a servant's house?
No, we had a servant's room on the back of the house downstairs and some servant's rooms in the...
Mm-hmm.